The life of Mary Sutton. The clouds are beginning to lift somewhat from the life of Mary Sutton Sanders. Max Sanders' trial has been postponed until Cheney, one of the gambling syndicates, has been apprehended. Max will be freed on bail as soon as $5,000 can be obtained. This is much more money than Mary or any of her friends have, with the possible exception of Bill Clark, Mary's friend and a well-known movie star. But can Mary ask Bill Clark to go Max's bail? If you remember, it was through jealousy of the handsome screen idol that Max became so embroiled. Mary wouldn't want to have that start all over again. And another problem confronting Max and Mary is that of the Sanders interest. If Max doesn't get out of jail and begin to fight against Proust and Davis, or try to get control of them, every one of our friends will be left penniless. It is late afternoon in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Gerald Proust. Mr. Proust has just come home. He has evidently heard something that has upset him considerably. Listen.
Oh, is that you, Gerald?
Yes, it's me.
It's I, dear.
All right, it's I. I come into the house after a hard day at the office and get a home course in good English.
You seem to be in a particularly bad temper this evening.
Why shouldn't I be? I've just been double-crossed.
What are you talking about?
I'm afraid, my dear, that all your dreams about being the social leader of Sanders will have to wait.
Will you please say something that makes sense and stop beating around the bush?
In plain English, Danny Stratford has walked right out of our little plan.
What?
He's gone to the prosecuting attorney and told him that he believes Max Sanders was really working on the side of law and order.
Then the indictment against Max Sanders has been quashed?
No, not as bad as all that. Sanders is still being held pending bail. But the trial will be postponed until they catch that Cheney or whatever his name is. The prosecution's case is definitely weakened.
And now Max Sanders will be at large and able to stop you from getting your hands into the Sanders interest. Well, you've made a fine mess of things.
Now, don't go blaming me. I've done everything in my power to keep Sanders in jail. Is it my fault that young squirt, Danny Stratford, welched out on Davis and me?
So all your fine plans are ruined.
My plan? Whose idea was it to get to the top rung of the social ladder here in Sanders? Whose idea was it to change the name of the town from Sanders to Proustdale? Whose idea was it to get control of the Sanders interests?
My dear, that's one thing I've always admired in you. You're so gallant. You know very well that you would have profited very handsomely by the acquisition of the Sanders interests, and you were just as anxious as I am to get ahead socially.
Well, no use crying over spilt milk. Forget it.
Oh, it's all very well for you to say forget it, but I'll answer it. Hello? Who? Oh, yes, Mr. Davis. I'll tell him. It's for you, darling. Mr. Davis wishes to speak with you.
No. Oh. Hello, Davis. What is it? I thought we were dining with you tonight. What? Well, I know that. What? Davis been set? $5,000? He hasn't got it. Oh, that's marvelous. We've got to work fast. Fine, see you later. Henrietta.
What is it, Gerald?
We've still got a chance.
Gerald, do be articulate.
Max Sanders can't raise the $5,000 bond. And he'll stay in prison until he can raise it. That gives us a chance if we work fast enough.
Well, idea you had, Mary. I'm enjoying this ride, but where are we going?
Oh, that's a secret, Bill. You'll find out soon enough. Just working on a little hunch of mine.
Has it anything to do with me?
A great deal, but more to do with someone else. This is just a little experiment I'm making in applied psychology.
Well, it sounds very scientific and mysterious. Say, Professor, do you think I'm too young to know what it's all about?
Well, let me see now. No, I think I'll wait and surprise you.
Well, I can't say that I mind.
Bill, you've said several times that you'd do anything you could for me.
I said it, and I meant it, Mary. I still mean it.
That's all I want to know.
Mary, I've never seen you this mysterious before.
Well, it won't be for long, Bill. Just be patient with me. How's Jackie?
Oh, that little Spitfire cousin of mine is just fine.
Good.
I don't know what she finds so attractive around here, unless it can be that she's just bowling the local boys right over. Never saw anybody who had so many men chasing her.
Oh, leave her alone. She'll be all right. She's a charming girl.
Not half so charming as somebody I could mention.
Bill, what about your promise?
But I'm not going to mention.
Well, here we are.
Everything begins to clear. Do my eyes deceive me, or is this the local lockup?
Your eyes are telling the truth, Bill.
And here I've been kidding myself all the time that you wanted to take me for a ride just to be with me. And now I find I'm going to pay a visit to my friend Max.
This is the mystery, Bill.
I might have known. Well, let's go in.
All right. Thank you.
Fine.
Well, the front door's open. Wonder where Sheriff Foster is. Sheriff! Oh, Sheriff!
Sheriff's out. Anything I can do for you?
Oh, Max. It's Bill Clark and I.
Hey, hiya, sir. Come on back.
Hello, Max.
Hello, love.
What kind of a jail have you got here? Aren't they afraid you'll escape?
No, I gave Sheriff Foster my word as a gentleman. He trusts me. Gee, I'm glad to see you, sir.
Hello.
Well, come on in. Come on in and sit down.
Come on, Bill.
What? Is the cell door open, too?
Sure. I'm a man of my word. Anyway, Bosto lost the keys, and he's got to keep it open. Well, step into my parlor, said the spider to the flea.
Well, nice comfy place you got here, Max.
Yeah, sure. Bosto does his best to make it nice and comfy.
Well, where is he, dear?
Oh, he had a run of errands. He left me to take care of the place.
Max, I suppose you know about the bail.
Yeah, just 5,000 smackers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where are we going to get a hold of that kind of money? Everything we have is frozen accents.
Assets, man.
Sure. That's what I meant. Everything tied up in the Sanders interest. Boy, is that tied up.
All right, Max. I'm going to do something now that you may not like, but it's the only thing left for us to do.
What do you mean?
Bill, will you lend Max and me $5,000?
Why, of course not. I'd be happy to lend you the money, Max.
Say, I wouldn't take a cent of yours. Next, nothing doing, no.
Max, you can't fight Davison Proof from a prison cell.
Mary, I'll tell you why I ain't accepting nothing from Fancy Pants here. He's in love with you. That's why he wants to do it. Isn't that right?
Yes, Max, I am.
There, what did I tell you? I ought to tear you to pieces for saying that.
Max, please.
Mary, will you please go and sit out in the car and wait for me?
Yeah, sure, Mary. Go out and wait for him.
Please, Max, Bill.
Do me this favor, Mary. I promise you nothing will happen that you'll be sorry for.
And I won't be sorry either. Go ahead, Mary.
All right. I'll go.
You asked me a question a while ago, Max, and I couldn't finish it while Mary was here.
Yeah? What?
I said that I love Mary. I do. And so does everyone else that knows. But there's only one person that she cares for as a woman loves a man. And that's you.
Huh?
Boy, I'd like to spend the next 2 or 3 years of my life telling you what I think of the way you've treated her. I don't even think that'd be long enough. And still, she loves you.
Yeah?
It's just one of those things that happen once in a lifetime, and you're doing your best to throw it away, to ruin it by your petty jealousy. If you keep this up, you're going to break her heart. And if I were you, I wouldn't want to have that on my conscience. Now, if you want to fight, put up your hands.
Bill, there's only one thing that I want to do with my hands right now. Shake, pal.
I'm glad I was able to make you see how foolish you've been. Now, I'm going to give Mary that $5,000 for your bail. You can pay it back at $1 a week or never. I'll just charge it off my income tax as a bad debt.
Okay, Bill, okay. Anything you say.
Man, you don't know how lucky you are to have a wife like Mary.
Well, Mary, your plan worked out after all. And as for Max, well, I guess when a man has had a chance to come face to face with himself, he realizes how ridiculous he looks when he's jealous.